Hello everybody, welcome to a new week of Team of the Season here with Jake for Trading. How are you, man? How do you think about this first big week of this promo?
Yeah, I'm doing really well, Florian. I thought Team of the Season has come out and it's been pretty exciting overall. I think that the only complaint is that there are some lackluster upgrades in the Premier League that didn't excite people as much as I think as they expected or were typically be excited for. And I think that EA is trying to slow the progression of the game cycle a little bit, right? We've talked about this a few times this year, but the upgrades they're putting out are substantial. They're not making a bunch of 99 rated cards by May, which is atypical, right? Typically, we'd see a 99 Ronaldo, a 99 Messi, if not multiple. And I don't mind the change. I think it takes some adjusting, but I think in the long run for FIFA, it will be good. It will make the game exciting for longer. So those people that want to play for 10, 11 months can. And I think in the past that is typically like a 9-month cycle. So I think in the future, it's something that people will be happy about. But because of that, it's going to take an adjustment. And like Shaw, for example, his team of the season is literally just a +3, where typically you'd see like a +5 minimum, right? Like this would have to be like a 91. Mm-hmm. So that doesn't excite people as much. And, you know, Rashford's, I think, is a +4. Correct me if I'm wrong, but his is a +4. People expected him to get like a 95. So, yeah, those upgrades aren't crazy substantial. Some of them aren't like crazy boosted, like this Fofana. And on my social media, I did recommend that you guys complete this Ake before Premier League Team of the Season because I knew there wouldn't be many great center backs. But this Ake potentially looks better or just as good as the Team of the Season center backs, and he was kind of just a random showdown SBC. So I think that's where the disappointment comes in, and I can understand some of it, but I do think it will be good for the FIFA cycle in the future. What do you think, Florian, about the upgrades and about Team of the Season?
So I was one of the few that was happy with this team. And I have a couple of reasons to do so. So what Jake is saying, guys, is that, for example, from this team of the season, we only have like Heung-min Son and Rashford, who are, let's say, new cards, which are maybe desirable for people because we had De Bruyne and Fernandes in Team of the Year. So basically, out of the four most expensive players, two we already had until now. So that's why for Premier League Team of the Season, a lot of people are saving packs, waiting for upgrades. They really spam these packs, so they wanted to get the best players. What I would say is two things. First thing is that even though we have, let's say, lower ratings for this team, for Premier League Team of the Season, I think there is still enough space to have very good players in the other leagues, like La Liga or Bundesliga and so on.
I agree.
I think we see a small problem in the defenders. So, for example, as you said, Ake, it's a little bit better because of the pace card compared to this team of the season cards as a center back. And for example, we have also other players that look better. And for example, you don't have any left back or right back with more than 90 defense. And we got Wan-Bissaka last week with a better card than these ones, so that's why people are a little bit disappointed. I would say for the game, exactly as you said, it's a good thing. At least all the cards except those top four are affordable, so you see very good valuable cards for cheap. So I'm happy on that side.
Yeah, exactly. And I think this is another reason where people were a little disappointed, because if you look at this Bershish, he's probably the better card of these two, if not close, right? And this is just kind of a random what-if promo. And we know that they got upgraded. That was a new promo FIFA did. But, for La Liga, I think there's a lack of attackers. And I think, like, that the juice on some of those cards will be really good. Like Benzema, right? He'll finally become usable. Hopefully, he'll have 90 pace. And that's another card it will be really interesting to see. And there's been rumors, Florian. I'm not sure if you've seen this. But there are rumors that Pele's camp decided that he can be the only 99 rated card in FIFA.
I've seen those rumors. I've seen
them. And guys, I don't know if that's true or not, but right now it honestly looks like it's feasible, because typically we'd see this Lewandowski, Ronaldo and Messi, at least a few of them have 99s, right? And the team of the seasons are worse cards than these team of the years too. So they're not going to get past that. So to me right now, that's looking realistic. And I think if there's no other 99s, guys, by the end of FIFA 21, that will confirm the fact that Pele will be the lone 99. And I don't think we have any kind of paperwork on that or true documentation or anything, but that makes sense. So don't expect to see 99 rated cards at this point. It looks like they're all under it. But I agree with you, Florian. I think other leagues have some really good potential of cards, and I think it will be an adjustment. But it's just crazy because, like, some of these EFL cards, they're getting, like, plus 10 or plus 15 overall. But some of those Prem team of the seasons are getting plus 3. So I think that's where that discrepancy is, and people are a little confused about it. How do you think of the minor leagues, and how do you think they've gone about that this year with EFL and Saudi?
I was thinking the same as what you said, because I saw also some Saudi ratings, and I know also these boosted ratings of EFL. And it's definitely a move towards the towards making it easily for people to play with other leagues.
Totally.
Because if you have, let's say, the same ratings or higher ratings than Premier League, it's easier for you to make a different team. We remember in previous years, a lot of players played with only Premier League.
Yep.
And that changed a lot this cycle.
I agree. They've done really good pushing people all over leagues and stuff. So I agree with that. And you guys can see right now on my screen, I have the Saudi League up. This just came out yesterday. And, you know, with all these little leagues, I think it's a really good balance, because I think there's going to be like 3 or 4 usable cards pretty much, and then the rest will quickly become fodder. So if you're looking at these center backs, of course, no one's using these two with 75 pace and 70 pace. The goalie people aren't interested in. So these are all pretty much fodder. This left back's great, but of course, he's got the Saudi League links, so he's a little bit tougher to get into a team. And then there's the two usable cards strongly in Romarinho, who's currently extinct at 400k, which is crazy. On PS, at least on Xbox, he's live at 320. That's surprising. I didn't know he was that low. But he's got the lean body type and 4-star 4-star, so this card could be really, really good in game. I haven't tried him or anything, but I'm interested personally. And then Banega, if you look statistically, he's an incredible card too. This card I don't see holding value over like 200k. He's already dropping there on Xbox, but he's really comparable to a lot of those team of the season cards, right? Like in Ndombele, I think that these two are really relatively close. And I would even push towards Banega a little bit. He's got 4-star 4-star and a little bit more in game. So there are some huge boosts if you can link them in, but I think that is the challenge with these leagues, right? With EFL, they have Tony, Clark Harris, Buendia, a little bit tougher to link, but I think they did pretty good balancing the upgrades.
Yeah, but remember, Jake, during this week, people will find a lot of players to link, because, for example, Argentinian, probably we'll get a couple more Argentinian players in Team of the Season until the end.
Yeah, you're right.
So it will be very nice to find this kind of solutions, mm-hmm. especially with the lower leagues, where every time there is a small surprise, because you don't really know who EA will put there. What I wanted to ask you is maybe to go back a little to Friday when Team of the Season got released, and maybe have a short recap of what happened to the market. And because I know we talked a lot about the trends and investing last week. What went well, Jake?
Yeah, so I'll kind of go to Friday. And Friday we knew Premier League Team of the Season was going to come out, and kind of surprisingly, what happened was on Thursday, EA Sports actually released the full team. So there was absolutely no surprise on who would be in and what rating they would be. They released the full team, and that's because they were wanting to take part in a social media blackout. So surprisingly, we knew the whole team in advance, which was kind of unexpected. It kind of hindered some of the investments I wanted to make personally, which is buying like previous specials of those who are in and kind of taking that surprise route. But I'll kind of show you an example here. Like, this Rashford is one of the better cards in Team of the Season, for sure, undoubtedly. And what happens when a Team of the Season card is this expensive, it draws a ton of interest to him and to his previous cards. So, for example, his striker version, which is always nice if they have a position change on them too. On Friday, his striker version went up to, I believe, 260k. Right here, he was up at 260 though, so you got super duper duper high on Friday and Saturday. And that's because people just got a lot more interested in Rashford seeing that card. They're like, oh, if that card's 3 million, he's got to be really good, right? And you can see it here too. On Friday, he went from literally 435 to 550. Isn't that crazy? So yeah. He went up 100K, and Bruno Specials did the same. So that tends to happen when a card is really expensive in Team of the Season. It tends to draw the most interest there. So I think Rashford and Bruno had the biggest impact there. They did really well. And gold cards out of packs did pretty well too. And then you had the opportunity to flip these new cards. And what happened on Friday was, especially in the first hour, you actually had kind of the best opportunity to flip these cards. So the reason that worked is because a lot of people had saved packs that they were ripping open the first hour. So with saved packs on top of lightning rounds, essentially the supply gets crazy heavy in the first 30 minutes. And people are packing these, they're undercutting, they want to get their coins, they want to sell them. So for example, Ruben Diaz, and I'm going to try to remember prices off the top of my head. It's a little bit tricky, but I believe Ruben Diaz on PS went as low as 360K during the first 30 minutes. And 30 minutes later, he was around 450K. So you had the opportunity to flip them as they went further away from that first 30 minutes of supply. And that's where some of those cards were lowest on day one. Rashford, Ruben Diaz, Fofana were the top examples. And then other cards just kept dropping, and that showed kind of a lack of demand. And the three that were dropping, or even four that dropped the most heavily, were Sukic, Ederson, Gundo, and then Vardy. And this Vardy doesn't have very much interest at all, because he has the foot birthday with better skills and weak foot. So yeah, expect to see that. Expect to see the non-desirable cards continue to fall through lightning rounds, and the desirable cards can shoot up in between lightning rounds. It can kind of give you some perspective on who's going to have a lot of that demand.
So just a short comment here, because I bought two of these cards Friday evening. So I bought Ruben Diaz at around 400 and something, 440, something like that, around at the second lightning round. And also Gundogan, I bought him at 200K.
Okay, nice.
And I played with them on Friday. And also I played with them on Saturday morning. And it was interesting because, as you said, Gundogan went low. So he went at 170 probably. So I lost like 30K on him.
Sure.
But Ruben Diaz spiked up in price on Saturday morning. I saw a lot of good reviews on Twitter, probably that was one of the things. And he went till 540, so like almost 80-90K plus on Ruben Diaz. But I guess it really depends on also how the community plays with the cards and so on.
Yeah, exactly. And that just shows who has demand. And part of the reason too, guys, is you have to take into account the bigger picture. And there are so many links to these center backs that are going to get pulled, but there's only two center backs to use. And I think Ruben Diaz is the strong choice, kind of like Florian was talking about, because he's got great reviews. I've seen it too, Florian. And then he's got much higher defense and physical than Fofana in the same pace. So he's definitely the preferred choice, I think, there. So a card like that too is probably going to rise, in my opinion, on Thursday directly, just because a lot of people in their reds are going to pack Ederson, Cancelo, Shaw, Gundo, and Diaz has the best links pretty much to all of them, with the Man City links in Portugal. So I think really that card is primed to go up on Thursday after red picks, because not that many people are going to get him, in my opinion, and more people are going to want him than are going to receive him. That's my guess.
Will he be the second Virgil van Dijk from last year?
I don't think so. Virgil was out of packs last year, so that had that impact, and he was a really nice card. The different take on it this year is that he's actually in packs, which usually is hard for them to cut through that supply, but I believe he will. And the top versions I expect to go up Thursday too, like these four, I assume they go up. The lower versions like Shaw, Ederson, Mount, Gundo, Vardy might come down a little bit Thursday morning and then rise after that. That's kind of what happened for community, but the top versions I would expect to go up, just because there's not going to be many people getting them in red picks. As many people as want Son and Rashford in their team, they're not going to pull them. And even during the elite packs and stuff, we all know how stingy EA is on 2 million plus cards. So I think they go up.
I heard also very good things about this Cancelo.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, a lot of people were saying that even though he has only a plus two compared to his road to the final, you can feel the difference. I didn't play with him, so I don't really know.
Okay.
But depending on my luck on Thursday for rewards, I might buy him.
Yeah, totally. I was looking at him too. I just pulled Shaw, so I don't really have to. I was going to try Bisaka, but I tried Mount as well. If you guys are wondering how he is, he's better as a box-to-box. I played him as a cam in like a 4-3-1-2, and he just doesn't have the skills or weak foot, but he's a great box-to-box. He's really smooth on the ball. What did you think about Gundo, Florian?
You know what? I'm a big fan also in real life of Gundo.
Sure.
So I really wanted to try him. I tried him, and he played really well.
Okay.
But, on my side, I didn't really have before him a very good player, so I only played him instead of our Freeze. So I felt like he's a very good player. I really don't understand why he's so low.
Because yeah.
He scores, he's very good. Probably because a lot of people already have like top tier center mids already.
Yeah.
So that's one of the reasons.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of them in the Prem. That's not kind of an area that Prem is lacking. So I think that's kind of why you see the price drop. But yeah, it's crazy to think that this Ndombele is 340 and this Gundo's 132. And if you look at their stats, they're very comparable, you know? Like Gundo's a little bit better forward, it looks like. But yeah, I mean, I can't believe there's that difference. Of course, there's cards like this too, which is what I'm talking about. Like there's so many good options with Bruno player of the month. A lot of people have him. There's this Thiago birthday that is really competitive up there too with these cards. But yeah, I mean, this Gundo is better than the Thiago birthday, so it is surprising.
And another thing is that in front a lot of people play Mbappe.
Yeah.
And the French links are a big thing for midfielders this year.
Yeah.
So you either have Mbappe up front, either you have Bruno and you link him with Renato Sanchez. A lot of people have Renato Sanchez in their team.
You're right.
So if you play weekend league, probably 2 out of 3 players have Renato Sanchez in their teams.
Yeah, no, you're totally right. You're totally right. And people need to remember too, and Florian and I have talked about that a ton this year, is those untradeables, right? Where now, if you have Renato, you're going to pretty much force him into most teams. I don't think this is a card that's bad enough. He's really up there with Team of the Season cards, and he's got 4-star, 5-star that people are going to continue to fit in their team now that they put 600K in him. So now you need one less midfielder automatically, right? Like if you play a 3 midfielder formation, you only need 2 more. And that's where those options become pretty narrowed down, whereas the Premier League kind of what the positions lacking the Premier League, in my opinion, Florian, are definitely the center backs. If you look in general, there's just not that many. And like the best ones are so expensive, like Kyle Walker in form. I bought him for $580 on Thursday and he's like $670 right now.
And you remember, Jake, you need 3 center backs.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, with 5 at the back. And then Kane isn't promising, right? Because he just doesn't have that pace. I don't think many people are interested in him. This Vardy isn't interesting. So to me, it looks like that the strikers and the center backs are pretty much lacking here. The other positions that I would look at as kind of lacking, not that they're bad, is even the left mid and right mid. And what I mean by that is the Rashford and Son are so expensive, it still leaves an opportunity for other left mids to rise, because not everyone is going to have 2 million coins to spend on their left mid or left wing, right? So
yeah,
whenever you see that big gap too, there are some lower budget cards. So those are the type of cards I would look for heading into Thursday, guys, is pretty much think about, okay, if someone gets Shaw, who could they link him with? Fofana, Ederson, because those, we all know these lower budget ones are going to be packed the most, right?
Yeah, and also I wanted to move also towards the further investing, mm-hmm. and also I know a lot of people went unassigned on Premier League rares. So guys, we've got the desired upgrades, let's say,
mm-hmm.
the upgrades that people wanted for Premier League this week. So basically, you could grind these upgrades still until the end of the Premier League team of the season. But the Premier League rares weren't needed as before, as it happened before.
Yeah.
So there weren't some big those big changes that people expected.
Yeah, so it's kind of good and bad, like we always talk about with investing. And they've done this before where they've released these kind of upgrades with just 11 rares instead of the league rares. And to be honest, and this isn't the exact same pack that came out last year, just so you guys know, it was a little bit different. I believe it was 4 rares last year that required the 11 prems. But yeah, it's good. It's bad if you invested, right? Because you're just going to see a subtle rise. And most of your rares you can still get out for slight profit, right? If you bought 650 to 750 coins, there a lot of them are 12-ish hundred, you know? So you're still going to make a profit. It's just not, they're not going to go to 2K plus. And it's frustrating for people that have been investing for a while, because in years past, it has been kind of a surefire way to make some great, especially lower budget coins. But it's good overall, right? Because we can all do these upgrades a lot cheaper, spam them. They're easier to find on the market. So it's kind of a win and lose. Whenever you think EA is going to screw investors, it means it's kind of helping the player base, you know?
Yeah, no, I totally agree with that. It was probably a risky move to do. We talked last time on how much time you spent on going unassigned.
Yeah.
It's very difficult even to sell them after that. You need to sell. Okay, let's say you have an empty transfer list and you sell 100 at a time, but they don't sell. You need to release them. So it takes a lot of time.
Totally.
And regarding Father, guys, we've got yesterday a 84 plus player pick, and also a mid, prime, and moments guaranteed SBC, which is a little bit expensive, but let's say they took out the mid icon rewards out of it. What do you say about those, Jake?
Sure. So I'll kind of wrap this into some fodder talk a little bit, Florian, but for me, the 84 plus player pick is always fun, especially with how cheap fodder is. This is like 23K right now. So I think this is pretty much an SBC that everyone would do right now, because like you only need an 88 or an 89 to even break even. So of course you get those chances at team of the season, but also something else. And if worse comes to worse and you grab an 84, you lose 15K. And I don't think people care that much about that, to be honest. I packed Luke Shaw and Neymar in the same pack today, and then Mbappe in another one of those on my account. So it was absolutely crazy to see. The midfielder icon upgrade, for me, it's overpriced this late in the year. I think they need to reevaluate icon pricing now, especially for these gambling ones. You can see it only has 11% upvotes. It's just, there's so many icons that are going to be under the 500k value that it's hard to really make this worthwhile. And I think some people are going to do it with duplicates or just because they're bored. But to me, this SPC honestly should be around 300k at this point. And I hope they change that in the future. They'll probably do a defender one next week because they did the attacker icon upgrade, now midfielder. But it's just not that interesting to people now because we're getting so many great team of the season cards that are cheap and great that it's kind of hard to justify that price tag. You know, you can do a Aguero right now for like 600k. So if you're going to spend 500k on that, at least go do a Aguero. There's not that many good prem strikers in the team of the season. He's probably your better bet to do.
Yeah, and also I wanted to say that you still can buy a lot of players with 500k. So, okay, let's say you have a lot of fodder. You're probably better into putting that fodder into a better SBC, as you said. But if you are spending coins, definitely you'll find something very, very good to buy with 500k.
Exactly, totally. And I think you'll regret that. And we're going to get some more Team of the Season SBCs for sure. I'm hoping today, which is Tuesday, I'm hoping we see another Premier League SBC player. I think we got at least one more to get through.
And what do you say about the guaranteed one? I know there was some chatter about that not coming up.
Yeah. So surprisingly to people is that it's not in the code right now, and that's what's kind of tricking people is that all these SBCs can be added to the code beforehand, and that's basically saying this is the pack you'll get, this is the mobile version. And it's not on the net. It's not on the code right now. So It means that as of today, there's no signs of it coming. And we will know in advance when it comes now, right? Because it has to be added in. But to me, I think people would be extremely frustrated if we get a Saudi one and a community one, but not a Premier League team this season. And I have no idea why it hasn't been added. I'm not sure what their plans are with it. But to me, it needs to come. It's a fun thing for team of the season. It's something people look forward to and will do, right? For their chance of Bruno, Rashford, etc. But yeah, I guess we'll know before if it does come.
I'm pretty sure it will come.
Me too.
So I think it's just a mistake not being there, and definitely they will add it. For sure, we will have some party bag SBCs soon also, but they will also do the guaranteed Prem one.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they do like literally a party bag team of the season SBC for like 50k. I wouldn't be surprised if they put all these team of the seasons in soon.
I will be a little bit. Yeah, I would say it's a little bit too much because I remember in the last maybe 3 years we had them. So
yeah,
it's not the best moment to take them out.
I agree. But yeah, overall team of the season has been fun. It's kind of what you'd expect. Smashing some upgrade packs, a sweaty weekend league, new players to incorporate in your team. And I think that's the biggest thing is like, guys, get out there. It's late in the year. If you're willing to spend coins on players, don't wait till Ultimate because they'll be a little cheaper. You know, it's May now. So get out there and enjoy some cards. I'm going to try to get like Romarinho and Banega myself just because I think they're unique cards. I think they'd be really fun to try. And that's that point of FIFA is to enjoy playing and enjoy the squad builders. And it's okay if you lose a little bit of coins now. It's May.
Yeah, guys, personally, I will try to fit, after rewards, I'll try to fit as many Man City players as I can.
I like it.
I also have Ake. I did Ake, so I'm very happy for
him. Nice.
I have also De Bruyne Team of the Year, so I'm only missing like 3 or 4 players. I probably do also Rodri Objective, even though it's not like the best CDM. But I will try to fit all of them and to play my next weekend league with a full Man City team together with Aguero, because I did also Aguero flashback as end of an era SBC.
Totally.
Okay, guys, so I think for today this is it. We have a very good week ahead. Let's see what's happening today. So we are recording on a Tuesday. Let's see what gets released. You can listen to this on Google, Apple Podcasts, and on Spotify. Of course, you can watch the full video with Jake's screen on YouTube.
Yeah.
Thanks again for watching and stay safe.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.